and racial inequality in the UK today. And each of the track is almost like an answer to that statement, Your Queen is a Reptile, with each track being My Queen Is, and then a black female figure from history, a famous person from history. And so this first track is My Queen Is Ada Eastman. Well, I mean, she might not be famous, but she is the band leader's great-grandmother from Barbados. And this track is very interesting. So it features two percussionists, a tuba player, and a saxophone. So this is the quartet, and that makes up the band Sons of Kemet as a whole. And then on top of that, we have some spoken word delivered by Josh Idaheen. Overall, it's an energetic and, as I said, fierce song with a very interesting instrumental palette. So without further ado, I'd like to play our first track of the episode, My Queen Is Ada Eastman by Sons of Kemet.
Pieces on the pier, put myself back like IKEA. Still here amongst the brass, garments worth the stash. London wind is biting hard, shiver my tin mustache. I'm crude but not into class, willing and able enough to the task. They go low, we go high, it's a fact. They go low, we go high like tax. Still here and cool, still here like Queen Kasum. Chilling like leaves in pool, old school like a Marcos too. Ooh, stood on the shoulders of grapes, in my hands matter of fate. May my enemies eat the cake, cry me a river, cry me a lake. Still here, God willing, old rebels still reveling. Calm inside the kettle in, calm though times are settling. Don't want the beef that I'm serving. Feline amongst these vermin. Black and proud and determined. Jumped in the wall, left with no stitch. Ate with the priest, tried with the witch. Man's a ninja bridge. Heartbreak wherever my flag is pissed. Cutting my hunger for fine things. Learning the lesson that time brings. Quietest taste for London pride. Spread my wings in these noxious skies. In these streets where foxes hide. I'm not yet old and not so wise. I take this strife in my stride. I must admit it's tough at times. But most don't let the eye dive in. This never, 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 never ending pressure piling on. I'm still here, still unruly. All sound and all fury. All frown and all fury. All gas and all fury. No peers, no jury. Fun you get, fuck the Tory. Fuck the fascists, end of story. An immigrant, struggling element, and I'll be here when your cities are sediment, and only your borders and fences are left. I'll be here when your banks stop selling debt, and all your leaders stop selling debt, and you've lost all relevance. In the corner, take me in the paper, describe me your last will and testament. I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here. I'm still here, I'm still here, don't know.
So that was My Queen is Ada Eastman by Sons of Kemet. Very aggressive and confrontational. Honestly, the instrumental sounds like it could be something pulled out of Hamilton, especially with Josh Idaheen's spoken word over top. It sounds like he's telling just another chapter in a similar story on some other Broadway show. But all in all, very interesting record. The other tracks are certainly worth checking out. Next up, I have All Words with a Z Are Made Up. This is from the band The Voids, who you might recognize the frontman. His name is Julian Casablanca. He has been involved with The Strokes and collaborated with other musicians like Daft Punk. I know that has happened in the past. So this is him departing from making music with The Strokes, and he's formed another band. And I've had mixed feelings about this album. But the track I'm going to play is certainly a highlight from it. It's got these hectic polyrhythms, and there's this awesome detuned harmony that happens with the vocal section. And they play these really weird intervals that you wouldn't expect from listening to the song first time around. They're quite unpredictable, but it makes into a really kind of twisted bridge. I liked very much. And there's also this very heavy and punchy synth bass that makes an appearance in the track. So this was released just a couple weeks ago, if not sooner. And it certainly has made my playlist much more enjoyable. So this is All Words Are Made Up by The Voids.
event is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam-speaking people in Vancouver. All right, so up next, change of pace a little bit. I've been getting into the 1990s television show Twin Peaks, and this was all because of a clip that I saw online of Antonio Badalamenti, the composer for some of the soundtrack of Twin Peaks. It was him explaining how some of the music was created. And I really wanted to share the clip with you guys because I thought it was just interesting seeing the musician kind of recreate the music and also reminisce about how that happened accurately, like as just a creative process. Because as you'll see in a moment, the what he was recalling was indeed like exactly how the music was created in real time. It didn't take any longer. It wasn't him jumping around from moment to moment. It was just all taken in one take. And that's kind of what makes it so interesting. Was just that they just went into the studio, had like a discussion, and then that was it. The music was born. No alterations, no corrections after the fact. So yeah, I wanted to play a short clip of him explaining how the music of Twin Peaks was created. And for those of you who don't know, Twin Peaks is an American horror television show. Don't worry, the clip isn't scary at all. But it's known for its soundtrack, and I can see why after having listened to it. It's the show itself, to give you some context, is about kind of like the social decay and the supernatural in rural America. It involves a murder mystery and an FBI agent is tasked to like solving the case, but a lot of weird supernatural things start to happen. And, this show kind of, you know, devolves into an insanity of sorts. But its strangeness is one of the most appealing characters of the show. Anyways, the clip that I wanted to show you is Antonio explaining how a particular song, Laura Palmer's theme. So Laura Palmer is the victim of the murder that is the central mystery to Twin Peaks. Before the show just becomes a million questions with none of them answered, it's her theme song, and this is just showing you how it was created.
This is the keyboard that all the major themes were created for Twin Peaks. It's an old Fender Rhodes and kind of beat up. And David would sit right over here, right to the right of me, and we would put a little cassette just about over here on this keyboard. Just keep it in record and just keep it playing. David would sit here and I'd say, well, what do you see, David? What is, just talk to me. And David would say, okay, Angelo, we're in a dark woods now. And there's a soft wind blowing through some sycamore trees. And there's a moon out and there's some animal sounds in the background. And you can hear the hoot of an owl. and you're in the dark woods, you know, just get me into that beautiful darkness with the soft wind. And I started playing. And David would say, Angelo, that's great. I love that. That's a good mood. But can you play it slower? And I'd say, slower, David? Okay. And I'd go. He says, that's it. That's a good tempo. Just keep it going slow like that. Just keep that going for a while. And in David's mind, you can just see that he was visualizing the description that he envisioned. Then he would say, okay, Angelo, now we gotta make a change, because from behind a tree in the back of the woods, there's this very lonely girl. Her name is Laura Palmer, and it's very sad, but get something that matches her. And I just segued into this. And he'd say, well, that's it. It's very beautiful. I could see her. And she's walking towards the camera, and she's coming closer. Just keep building it. Just keep building it. And she's getting close. Now reach some kind of climax. And I would go, and he said, oh, that's it. Oh, that's so beautiful. Angelo, oh, that's tearing my heart out. I love that. Just keep that going. Now she's starting to leave. So fall down. Keep falling. Keep falling. Keep falling. Now go back into. David got up and gave me a big hug. He said, Angelo, that's Twin Peaks. I said, okay, David, I'll go home and I'll work on it. He said, Angelo, don't do a thing and don't change a single note. I see Twin Peaks.
So whether you believe that or not, undoubtedly, magical moments like that in music creation do happen. And I thought interesting how literally the theme for Laura Palmer was just dictated in that way. Just like, okay, picture some things and start playing it. Let's see where it takes us. And then all of a sudden, a track was born out of that. Just a simple, like, this is what I see. Now make it musical. So very cool. And I recommend checking out the soundtrack for that show. I'm sure you can find it online somewhere. It's definitely worth a listen with some other interesting, music on there as well. Not just the theme for Laura Palmer, but okay. So up next, we're getting into a more laid back, easygoing, and danceable feel for the rest of the episode to celebrate the start of summer. And congratulations to all those university students who have finished their exams. The next track that I have is called "Drain Counter" by one of my favorite rappers, Lil Ugly Mane. I like this track because it's laid back and it has a surprise midway through, which is always nice. I really appreciate it how he keeps it. He's unpredictable, so you can never really pin down what he's going to do with his music. So in fact, creating a track that's this relaxed is out of character for him in a sense, which kind of adds to its appeal. You know, most of his music is like harsher and less accessible, but then all of a sudden this is like, it's like a really just nice, digestible track. But as I said, there is a surprise midway through, which really does add some Well, it's a good punchline that he has, actually. It's a diss to some of the other rappers in his sphere. So let's listen to that track. This is Drain Counter by Little Ugly Mane from the album Oblivion Access. So I don't actually know what that high-pitched instrument was. To me, it sounds like a toy, although I can't quite place it. I feel like I've heard it somewhere before. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break and then get back to some more summery, easygoing, laid-back, danceable tunes. All right.
On Sunday, May 6th, participate and fundraise in the Vancouver Investors Group Walk for Alzheimer's. It's a fun and family-friendly event that sends a message of inclusion and hope to the estimated 70,000 British Columbians living with dementia and the people who care for them. The Vancouver Walk will take place at Creekside Community Recreation Centre at 12 p.m. To learn more about how you can join us and create a movement, visit www.walkforalzheimers.ca. Vancouver, together, we make memories matter. The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
All right, up next, I have a very fun and exciting track. This is Live at the Dominoes by The Avalanches. And if you've ever gotten into the catalog of sample-based music, I'm sure that this album has appeared on your radar. This is Since I Left You. It's The Avalanches' most famous album, and for good reason. It is a densely layered sample-based masterpiece. There's a ton of stuff going on. Each of the tracks are very dynamic, and a particular quality of this song that I enjoy a lot is how they are able to direct your attention to particular layers or things that are happening within the mix, and how they're able to do that so effectively. There's a lot going on, but I feel like you know exactly what to listen to because it's made obvious in some way, shape, or form. So even though that, you know, this song can feel overwhelming and that there's a lot going on, you still know how to move to it, which makes it a very effective dance track, because if there wasn't that, you know, groove, or if there wasn't a certainty where to place your attention, it would be very difficult to coordinate a group of people moving to the song. And so I think that The Avalanches have proved that you can still be very experimental while also being strangely accessible and danceable in a way. I think once you just get people up on their feet, they'll know how to do the rest. So this is Live at Dominoes, or at The Dominoes. They're... are also another, a few other fantastic songs in this album. A Different Feeling, the title track, Since I Left You, Two Hearts and 3/4 Times is also an interesting one because of the, you know, interesting time signature that's there, and several others. So I do highly recommend checking this album out. It's Since I Left You by The Avalanches. They're an Australian band, fun fact. So... without further ado, this is the song.
Summer, 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 summer
So that was Live at the Dominoes by The Avalanches. Okay, up next, I have for you a very lovely sounding track. This is by angelic Irish folk singer James Vincent McMorrow. I think he released this record. Actually, when did he release this record? This record is called Post Tropical. And what I really like about this, the song I'm going to play, which is called All Points, it has a very nice build towards the climax of the song, and the instrumentation is also very pretty. It has oboe and trumpet and other horns, and the percussion kind of pitter patters over top. Okay, so it was released in 2014, so a couple years back. But I was really impressed with this album, especially his unique singing style. I mean, I don't think I know another man who could hit some of the high notes that he can so effortlessly. His falsetto is very high, and it's very unique, and something that he does cater his songs towards. And I think the style of music that he performs is very fitting for his unique abilities, which is great. I also remember listening to the track Glacier off of this LP, which I also really liked. That one is a little bit grander, I would say, and it has an interesting narrative about trying to go to the river in the wintertime, and a lot of his lyrics convey this like strange imagery that's like half summery and half frozen. Often like moving interchangeably between the two scenes, but taking a lot of inspiration from nature, or just like directly quoting it, like look at all of this nature kind of lyrics. So this is All Points by James Vincent McMorrow. That's not even a tongue twister, but I had trouble saying that. I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. softly.
Timber Concerts presents the return of Flemish Eye recording artist Preoccupations on Wednesday, May 9th at the Astoria. Preoccupations are touring in support of their latest album, New Material, which is available now. You can get tickets and more information at preoccupationsband.com.
You know, I actually heard of that release, that Preoccupations release. I haven't listened to it, but I've heard it's good. Anyways, okay, so we have time for, I think, two more songs for this episode. The second last of which is a hallmark of drum and bass. And I like this song because it really gets me going. Very energetic. In fact, this entire album is, well, it's drum and bass. It's very fast-paced, you know, urgent-sounding music. Like, it's it's immediate, and you're drawn into it, and you're involved, and it's very hard to block out because of all of the different, like, drum pitter-pattering that's going on. This is Heroes, one of my favorite tracks from this record. The record is called New Forms, and it actually won a Mercury Prize, which is, if you're not aware, it's a type of music award that they have in the UK that kind of is like getting like a Juno. You know how different, well, Juno's only for Canadian musicians, so a Mercury Prize would be something analogous to that. It's very deserved, in my opinion. The album is great, and it's very unique, and it's just a solid collection of drum and bass tunes. And I didn't really understand how, you know, drum and bass could, you know, make a full record before I kind of listened to this, because I you know, I picked up mixes every you know, in different places, and, you know, I heard, you know, a 4 minute track here, a 4 minute track there, but I was like, I was doubtful. You know, how do you make a full album out of just this idea, this drum and bass idea? And I just hadn't seen proof of it yet, and I hadn't kind of worked through all the details in my mind as to what that would sound like. But this is definitely a very put together piece of a collection of music, and it all makes sense. Heroes, I like particularly because the vocal samples, the vocal samples across the record are fantastic, but just the unique sample that they used for this one was, I really liked it. It was very appealing for me, and I also liked the lyrical content in that sample, and just how the bass intermingles with what's going on, and it's not super overdriven. There's some, like, time for the synthesizers and everything to kind of wash over the beat before it comes back in, so you're not constantly head-throbbing and you get a migraine halfway through the middle of the song, which is great. Although if you're listening to drum and bass music, you can't really complain about that. anyways, this is Heroes off the record New Forms by Ronnie Size and Represent. Hope you enjoy.
Satisfied, and then say, I don't know.
They can get the glory. And when you dance upon the Sabbath, you know that it's alright. And then they kiss you and they tell you that they know you're satisfied. And then say, I don't know no heroes. They can get the glory. Should it be too
So that was Heroes by Ronnie Sides and Represent. Last but not least, I'm going to leave you with a short acoustic song by a band that I've played before on this channel called Guided by Voices. This is a song, They Are Not Witches. I would like to thank you for tuning in to No Dead Air and helping support another episode. Please feel free to check out the Facebook page and to leave recommendations and suggestions for songs for future episodes. I will be running the show during the summer at the same schedule, Thursday bi-weekly from 6 to 7 p.m. And I'm excited for new content, to bring new content to the show and to continue this. All in all, I'm having a fantastic time doing this. And thank you so much to all my fans. And make sure to download the podcast. I will be sure to post specific instructions on how to do that, to make it obvious for you guys. But it's literally just opening up the bar that has the music playing and then downloading it as an MP3 file and then dropping that MP3 file into your iTunes library so you can have it with you on the go, on your devices, in the car, wherever you'd like to listen to it. No dead air can be in your pocket. Without further ado, I know I say that a lot. Maybe I should. It's like my. I say that quite a bit. I'm going to play the last song. And this song is They're Not Witches by Guided by Voices. Have a fantastic summer. And congrats to all the university students who finished their exams this year. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Your face, it washes all the skin.